Today's Erev Yontif is a special evening to be mild and deluded today. I'm glad you have to help at home, but I think you don't have to help for 12 hours. So if you help for 10 hours, then you still have 2 hours left to live. Yeah. Sometimes, by the way, for the husband, the best help is to be out of the house. The wife is begging, please, please go. And you say, no, I have to help. Yeah. Also, if you plan to light a yahrzeit candle, you should have it prepared in advance and light before Yom Tov. Women can light the candles at the regular candle lighting time, even though it says this thing about tamimas, it's not negated to candle lighting. That you should do at a regular time. There's also beginning to give a stoker. Huh? You agree with me? Oh, yeah, the opportunity. You don't have to run around looking for it. Some places people have to be moistened nefesh to try to find an oni. Here, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is a very sadly called the Shalag of Einshot, a famous sadly in Leva. He had a lot of personal stories within his family. He was always a happy person because he was an Eved Hashem. But somebody had stories with one of his children, so they suggested he should speak up with his sadly to get some physics. So he went to the tzaddik, and the chizuk, the tzaddik told him like this: that Hashem, our golden light is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of His Torah and mitzvahs and through chesed. Sometimes Hashem makes it more convenient for us, and the chesed that we have to do is within our own family. And we have to look around searching. That's the kamavam. It's not Hashem that we should be avoiding. It should go easy, but if Hashem gives us that challenge, then that's the way to look at it. And come on, like you said, like every festival, it's probably we should do it right. Yeah, the last of the Kinyoni I tell you is, Oyma Dal Mishneh Mishneh Omer. Which is a very interesting thing. After the words it says, the famous line, which is mentioned in the Gemara in various places, Olamata Shekol Oyma Dal Mishneh Omer Mevi Gula Loilam Shenema Vatayma Esther Olamel Mishneh Olachak. So, the simple shadow that Oyma Dal Mishneh Omer is encapsulated came out all of the Kinyon HaTorah. Because the Kinyon HaTorah has two parts. One part of the learning, the Drishas HaEmes, and the other part is the Midas, in honor of that proof for your personal gain, but to connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, maybe the Midas of Oyma Dal Mishneh Omer means that I have a very big tradition, I can say it in my name, and get a lot of cover out of it, and but by doing so, it's a lack of honesty, and it's also a lack of another person has that, so basically, he's, that nida is a nida that really shows that he has all the kinyan etayr. And maybe Gula Oilam, the Maral says, he brings, is that it doesn't mean that every person that says Dal Mishneh Omer automatically may be Gula Oilam, because then Gula will be here a long time ago. But it means to say that Hashem is going to pick this type of person to be the one that's going to be maybe Gula Oilam. In other words, this is the type of shleimus that is necessary for the people that bring the Gula Oilam. So, Kamavan, we're all looking forward to Gula, and it's good to be matching ourselves to be the ones that are going to be the car of the Gula and help bring the Gula.